Welcome to Movie Chronicles with the Pal Bros. Now, I know there seems to be an endless spiral of bad stories coming from Hollywood, and we may see Hollywood as the dumpster fire that it is, but it is true, we still love movies. That being said, we desire the destruction and death of Hollywood, and the end of the reign of the evil and corrupt men and women telling these awful stories. We desire a rebirth of the film industry, through the telling of good stories that lead to Christ being glorified and one day reigning over the film industry. If you wish to support us in our mission, head over to patreon.com/thepowellbros or follow the link in the show notes. There you'll gain access to our exclusive show, The Powell Bros Mini Reviews, as well as early access to both Movie Chronicles and Movie Reviews by The Powell Bros. And now, on with the show. All right, welcome back to Movie Chronicles with the Pal Bros. We are here with another episode. We have a few things to talk about. Yeah, do you want to start us off, or did you?
Sure. I really enjoy this one because this is like more relaxed than the other show, and less less formal, less scripted. I try not to really script anything actually for this one, so. That's kind of enjoyable about it. So yeah, I don't think there's a whole lot of news to discuss since the last time we talked.
Not a whole lot.
Actually, one thing that we didn't get to in the Madam Web review that I wanted to talk about was the how much the movie has or hasn't made in the box office. It's not going to cross 100 million globally.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
That's crazy.
Morbius made 130. People were saying, like, there's no way it would go under 100 million. Which 100 million for it was only $80 million budget. Theaters get half. So even if you make 100 million, you're only making about 50. However, they had $100 million marketing budget. So they lost, about $200 million on this film.
Yeah.
And because it's pretty much done in theaters, like my theater stopped playing it. The AMC in Billings is doing like a couple showings, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty certain no one's going AMC to go see it. AMC's
still showing it. Yeah.
So, but I think
there's only four other people in there.
Huh. Okay.
So
yeah.
Which I was actually surprised at that.
Right. Yeah.
I thought we were just going to be alone. But right. Yeah.
And this had a 6-day opening weekend. It had a Valentine's Day opening. It was President's Day weekend, which, I mean, not like a big holiday, but it's still like that was the most, I think it made 26 million or something. Made like 26 million or 6-day opening, which is nothing. About maybe 100 million by the end of its run, which is pretty bad. Like I said, Morbius made 130, so it's another big flop for Sony. I mean, it's not Marvel Studios, but it's a Marvel film. And Kraven the Hunter's next. I don't see Kraven doing... I mean, it might... If it's good, maybe it could make some money. It'll be a flop. No, like, I don't think very many people. Venom 3 is another one which we've gotten nothing from. Venom 3 is coming out this year, which is wild. That one I think will make some money. I hope there's Spider-Man in it. But bro,
leaving out Spider-Man, they're just not gonna ever make any money,
right?
Well, especially with just these. I mean, they're making terrible movies.
Kraven, Kraven is one of my favorite Spider-Man villains. I love the Amazing Spider-Man comics. Kraven's one of my favorites. They're going to butcher him. From what I've seen in the trailers, they have butchered him. Apparently, there's been a lot of reshoots and a lot of changes, but the whole, he's an animal rights activist. The whole thing where he's hunting the hunters and not hunting animals. It's not his character. It's not Kraven. He's a villain, who hunts animals, but this one he's like an animal rights guy who, you know, is for the animals, doesn't kill animals, but he kills people who are hunting animals. It's just, it's flipping the whole thing. He's making him into a good guy for the movie, but what's his name? Aaron Taylor. He can make a young Kraven, but he's not Kraven.
Yeah.
For sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm ranting too much. Anyways, that's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, just other movie news. Yep. Do you have much more?
Since last time we talked, a few things. I don't.
So,
Bad Boys 4.
Yep. There's Bad Boys 4 wrapped production. Yep. I didn't even know that it was a thing. Making it.
Yep. And I heard that Will Smith's going to slap Martin Lawrence. It'd be fun. Be cool to see. Yeah. I am surprised that Will Smith is doing movies that's already, like, I don't know, when was this? Yeah. Was that 21 or 22? I don't know. Or 23.
Yeah, I don't know. 22. 20, I think probably, I was going to say maybe 21, but yeah, maybe 22.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you see Bad Boys 3?
Yeah.
I didn't. I needed to see it.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I heard it was so great.
It was pretty decent, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised they're doing a fourth one, because...
Right.
It's like when they went from Toy Story 3 to Toy Story 4, you know, like, it came to an end, but then they did another one.
Yeah.
That's kind of, like, how I feel about Bad Boys 3 and Bad Boys 4. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It goes back to how Hollywood can't make original things anymore.
Yeah, for sure.
So.
But, I mean, of all his movies, to make a fourth movie, like... Why not make a Men in Black, you know? I feel like that would be better.
Yeah, Men in Black 3, I'm pretty sure that was pretty bad.
I mean, I guess he's making an I Am Legend 2.
That's a good thing to talk about. So I think his next, that's going to be his next film, I'm pretty sure. I Am Legend 2 with Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
I love Michael B. Jordan. I love the Creed movies.
Yeah.
I shamefully have not seen Creed 3 yet. I need to see it. I was going to see it in theaters. But have you seen the first two?
Yeah.
Okay. I went on a big Rocky kick probably a year ago. I bought all the Rocky movies, watched all the Rocky movies, and then watched Creed 1 and 2. And I was going to see Creed 3. I just didn't get around to seeing it in the theaters. So I need to watch it. I like Michael B. Jordan. He's a good actor.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going
it'll be off interesting to watch Fantastic Four because he's the Human Torch.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're going off of the Blu-ray release with the alternate ending.
Yeah, so that's interesting with I Am Legend. Yeah. So in the theatrical release, he dies at the end, sacrifices himself. There was an alternate ending in the DVD release.
And it's where only on the Blu-ray, release.
Oh, okay.
Not even the DVD release. Yeah. So if you didn't buy a Blu-ray, you probably haven't seen it.
So. That's a really interesting thing.
It's pretty chose. Wild, like, yeah.
Like, oh, we're going to do a sequel, and we're going to base it off this alternate ending that's only on Blu-ray, but that's fine. I don't
Smith
care.
Will Smith wanted to,
like,
be in it.
Right. I don't know what they're going to do. Like,
yeah.
I'm curious. I like I Am Legend. It's a good movie.
Yeah, for sure.
Good story. But yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Will Smith, I've lost a lot of respect for him, just... Oh, because yeah, of sure. the whole thing with his wife and their open marriage and just how she treats him and how he allows her to treat him and things that have been said and the whole slap was just ridiculous. And
when you watch movies, like, for when I think of movies that I like, I definitely base it, a huge basis is like the actors, like if they're just terrible people, I'm not gonna want to watch a movie they're in.
I kind of disagree. I get what you're saying. Like, it is hard. Like, I try really hard to disconnect their personal life to their.
But I don't think we should. I mean, they're telling stories, and we as Christians are consuming these stories. And if they themselves are living a terrible story
in their own life,
we shouldn't be. We shouldn't be really. Yeah,
but it's
supporting or
sure
or.
But they are actors.
I'm not necessarily saying that Will Smith, I'm not going to watch any of his movies. No. Like, I don't think he's that bad. But there are other actors that I'm like, for the most part, I'm going to avoid their movies. Or I'll watch it just because I want to see it.
Like,
and that's it.
Like, Mark Hamill is a good example of this for me. Mark Hamill is a terrible human being. The things that he says, things that he supports, I disagree with him 99% of the things that he holds to. But I love Luke Skywalker, and I love his portrayal of Luke Skywalker. I love his Joker. He voices the Joker in all the animated, most of the animated stuff, and in the video games. I love it. I think it's great. It sounds it's an iconic voice.
Yeah,
I have to when I watch Empire Strikes Back, when I watch New Hope, which we'll talk about. We can talk about Dune again a little bit in a minute. That's a rabbit trail. I like his portrayal of Luke Skywalker. I don't like Mark Hamill. Yeah. And so that's, I have to disconnect. Like, that's an example that I go to often.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to find an actor that you can say, yes, I support this actor. I support every movie that they're in. I think they're a great human being and great person. Like, I find it very hard to find actors like that.
I've tried to. The closest one I could come to is Kevin James.
Oh, yeah. Kevin James, just that group, Rob Schneider. Rob Schneider's he's a full-blown conservative, and I love his stand-up.
Comedy tour was he went all out.
It's like, yeah, I love this guy.
And
he's saying a lot of true things, and so that circle, Adam Sandler, I don't know where he stands politically, but I think Adam Sandler's a great guy. Kevin James, yes, he's a family man. He tells great stories and makes great movies and TV shows and whatnot. So yes, Chris Pratt is one of those, but I have issues with even his he says he's a Christian, but he also is okay with sleeping with women that aren't his wife, and he also divorced his wife. I don't know that whole story. I would assume that it was mostly Anna Faris who left him. I don't know. I feel like he's kind of abandoned his son in some ways. I can't say if that's true. I have issues. I think he's married. He's married now to Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter, and I believe they have a great relationship, and they have two kids now together or something. Maybe one. I don't know. I think he holds two great morals, and I think but he does and says things that I disagree with in his movies, and that's where I think you just have to disconnect the actor's life from how they're starting.
Yeah,
there are a lot of great actors who are just terrible human beings.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
That's just true.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to disagree with you or attack your position. It's just
I do feel like a lot of actors. I think where my comment came from. When actors are, their lives are just so, terribly awful, falling apart. Like Will Smith, his life is, it's seemingly completely falling apart.
Right, and that does, that,
I,
yes.
I agree, how does that not, like, it will affect his acting.
Right.
It so will.
When I
and so, like, when Bad that Boys starts happening, like, yeah, and he, yeah. yeah, if I watch Bad Boys 4 and he's not doing as good of an acting job, I'm going to see that and I'm going to criticize that.
Even if he is, it's still, because you know how his personal life is, it does have an effect. And and that's where I'm saying, I have to make an effort to disconnect. That's what I do with Star Wars. That's what I do with Luke Skywalker, and Mark Hamill. Other examples. You just have to make an effort to do that. Otherwise, you can just say it, the majority of people in Hollywood are pretty awful people.
For sure.
And so it's like, and we're pointing that out where it's like, not only are they awful people, but a lot of them are making awful films and telling awful stories. And that's what we're trying to do with this podcast, to just expose that and help reveal that these people are crooks and are just wicked people who don't care about you, don't care about others. They care about nothing about themselves. And they also don't know how to tell good stories. Sometimes they do, very rarely, but right now, it's not very much good out there or good stories. It's just not. Yeah. And we have to realize that and point that out and expose it. And that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dune 2 is another, we'll just keep going back to that. I still have not seen Dune 1. I'm going to watch.
I watched it.
Okay. So
yeah,
I would love to hear. What do you think about Dune 1? You have no, I would assume you have no knowledge of the book, of the movies. There was a TV show and there was a movie. You have no, you don't know all of that. What did you think?
I know there's a movie, the book. I've never seen anything. Yeah. I think I've heard the name Dune. Like, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Probably from Grandpa or something.
Sure. Yeah. But, Grandpa's a great, he's a big sci-fi nerd. He's a Trekkie, big Star Trek guy, but he loves sci-fi. He'll watch anything sci-fi.
Yeah. Okay.
To hear the rest of this Dune mini review, head over to patreon.com/thepalabros and become a patron and gain access to multiple episodes of mini reviews. We hope you're enjoying this episode and we thank you for listening.
I really do want to see Dune. I want to see, like, Star Wars. George Lucas got inspiration from a lot of things for Star Wars. A lot of, like, you know, Westerns, and there's Japanese samurai movies. Like, he got a lot of inspiration from stuff like that. And so I want to go to those things, and I want to watch those and, like, understand, okay, where did the inspiration come from for George Lucas to create this spectacular universe that I appreciate and I enjoy and love. People are comparing Dune to Star Wars right now and saying that Dune Part 2 is better than Empire Strikes Back. I really want to know whether or not that's true. I don't think, I don't think I can say that's true. There is a high bar that has to be met. And I don't know. Can Dune 2 meet the expectations? I want to know. So I'm considering, if I can't see an IMAX, I'll go see it in my local theater. There's a few movies I want to see, which we'll talk about in the after hours. But anyways, that's where I'm at. I feel bad that I've not watched Dune yet, Dune Part 1, and especially now that Dune Part 2 is out. So I will see if I can get around to it.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of Star Wars, did you see the 20-year mistake found in Revenge of the Sith?
Yes. That's so funny. a little silly thing. But yeah, there's it looks like Obi-Wan. It looks like an animated, like, Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
It's, like, seen in, like, one, like, one, maybe one or two frames of Revenge of the Sith on the during the Mustafar fight.
It's just really a guy, just a crew member in the background.
Oh, yeah, hilarious. You're right. It's probably a crew member, so.
Well, I think it was Obi-Wan in this scene that was bending down that makes you.
Oh, yeah.
Makes you be able to see.
Yeah. So it's funny and interesting. It's been, you know, 27 years and someone finally caught that. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Piggybacking off of that, I don't know if we've talked about this, but The Phantom Menace is coming to theaters in May. I am so excited about it. I think it's, 25, the 25th year anniversary this year. Yeah, because it's 2024. It came out in 99. So, yeah, it's the 25th anniversary.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be in IMAX. So, like, I'm probably, once again, taking a trip to Billings. I will definitely do it for that. Like, I'm like pretty much set on, like, I want to go see this in IMAX. Just that opportunity sounds awesome to me. Even if it's just to see Duel of the Fates performed and watch that fight, like, I'm there. I'll probably do that. I want to see it if I can see it in IMAX. Do you have an IMAX, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
we have AMC.
So if you see Dune, go make sure you see it in IMAX. Dune 2.
Yeah, for sure.
How does that work with your, like, membership? Do you just have to pay, like, a little extra? Or do you have to pay for a full price ticket?
I don't think I have to pay
for it. You can just...
I think it includes IMAX. Includes
IMAX? Oh, that's cool.
I think so.
I wish Regal was good, like, cool like that. I want AMC.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
But yeah. Anyways, there's an AMC in Pocatello. But anyways.
Yeah.
So well, I'll like I said, I'm gonna drive Billings and see Star Wars and IMAX. Sure. That'd be really fun. I hope they do something like that for Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith. Oh, like I would assume the 20th anniversary of Revenge of the Sith, which should be next. I think it's next year. Is it 2005? I think it's 2005.
Yeah.
So next year, I really hope that they do a 10-year or a 20-year anniversary something IMAX.
Yeah,
or even just see in theater, cool. Just to see Revenge of the Sith theaters. Revenge of the Sith, I saw it was the first. So we talked about this last week with Spider-Man. I don't remember if I've seen Attack of the Clones. If I saw Attack of the Clones in theaters, I would have been like 6 or 7. Because I'm in 2002, I think. So I would have been 6. I remember seeing the trailers. I remember seeing it shortly around the time it came out. I just don't know if it was in theaters or if we waited until it was on DVD and mom and dad rented it and we saw it. I'm starting to think it was on DVD.
I think my first time seeing it was on DVD. I think I remember it.
I know I saw Revenge of the Sith in theaters. I remember seeing it. I remember going to...
Oh, yeah. I remember that in theaters.
Oh, yeah. That was this awesome experience. I remember going to school the next day because we were in elementary school at the time. I remember and telling my friends that about it, and I saw it. Like, that's a distinct memory.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So the last thing I've got... Do you want to say something?
No.
Is I don't know how I can't remember where I saw this. I think it was comicbook.com that said, so Disney is reportedly considering bringing back Johnny Depp for Pirates of the Caribbean as a supporting role.
I feel like I've seen like rumors about that for a while now. Yeah. I don't know if it's true. I mean, I did see that, like that reportedly.
Well,
yes.
It's okay. Well, yeah. Well, if it's like if Disney does decide to bring him back, like, is he actually going to come back though? Like,
right.
That's another step as well that they have to convince him with a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's why they're probably considering a supporting role because they couldn't afford a lead role.
Well, he's gonna be supportive role to the female black led.
Oh yeah.
Pirate.
I
don't care.
I mean, unless he's the lead, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's where I'm at. Like, I don't expect, even if they make a sixth Pirates movie, I just have no hope about it. I don't care. Disney's done to me.
I thought
The fifth one was...
Was it the fifth one? Yeah. So the fifth one was pretty good. I liked it, and they were starting to bring back, like, Keira Knightley and Orlando Bloom's characters.
Right.
They teased them. Like, they were actually in the movie.
Orlando Bloom wasn't he in it a lot? And then
he actually had a pretty decent role, and she was just in a couple scenes.
Okay.
But... like, they were supposed to be, like, all three of them back again for the sixth movie.
Yeah.
They set that up. I think it just didn't do well. I don't think the fifth one did well.
I'm pretty sure they lost money on it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they just scrapped it. Which, I mean, bringing all three of them back would have been what would make it a great series again.
Totally. But, they could have done another trilogy and probably been successful. But they didn't.
Even the one with just Johnny Depp didn't do well, and that's why in the fifth one, that was the fourth one. Was just Johnny Depp. Yeah, and then the fifth one...
That's why
they brought him back, because they're trying to get some more money, I think.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to think, because I feel like on Stranger Tides actually made a decent amount of money. I could be wrong.
It probably did, piggybacking off of the third one.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I made $1 billion.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So,
yeah, but it probably was. Was it critically?
I think it was well received. It was okay. Like, wasn't great.
I remember not liking it. Like,
yeah, I don't really like that one either. It's not as good as the first.
I actually remember liking the fifth one more, probably because they're bringing back.
They brought the three
Knightley and
I agree. Yeah. I was anticipating that one and more excited about that one, and it was okay. I remember being a little let down.
It was a weirder story, and so it had a little different feel too. Jerry
Bruckheimer,
or whatever, is he the one that directs them all? Did he direct all five of them?
He produced them. I don't think he directed. I'm not sure he directed him. Because his studio produced him. I might be wrong.
Is he a director? Or is he just
a producer? I think he's just a producer. I could be wrong. I don't. Let me look.
Bruckheimer.
Yeah, he produced all the movies. He didn't direct. Okay.
So it's probably a different director for the other two.
I think so.
I'm guessing one had a different director than two and three, but I think two and three had the same director. Just guessing off of the feels of the movies.
Yeah,
and then four different, nope. Five different.
He directed the first three. So the guy who directed the first one directed the first three, but he did not direct four and five.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah.
So Gore Verbinski directed the first three Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Yep. So, but yeah, different director for the other two. I think
the different fifth director one for had both of them. But... Two directors. The two, fifth okay. one had two directors, okay. which is sometimes. I don't know if it's because they cut directors or or what, but
I don't know.
That's not always a good sign when you see,
right?
Yeah, and then the fourth and fifth had completely different directors. Right.
It's usually, unless it's like brothers, it's usually not a good sign. Like the Russo brothers, Duffer brothers, who did Stranger Things, does Stranger Things.
Coen brothers,
yeah. Anyways,
yeah.
Stranger Things season 5, that's filming right now. Be interesting. I think, is that the last season? I think it's the last season.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, okay. It's ending.
I'm glad it's ending. Yep. I enjoyed season 4. There was some I don't know what they did with Will.
But
other than that, like, I did enjoy season 4. Like, that was really, I think it was really well done. From a story standpoint. Season 5, yeah. I'm excited about. I like the world that they've created, and the story they're telling, for the most part, has been decent. So I'm excited to see it end, just have a conclusion, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I hope that's kind of it. Like, that's one thing. Like, I'm watching Lost right now. We're in season 5. I can see where things started going wrong with that show. Season 5. By season 5. First three are very character-driven. They tell a really good story for the first three seasons. There is very character driven. Season 4 starts being more, okay, here's these characters, and now we're gonna see the characters that we've created, and see how they react and how they work through different scenarios that happen to them. And so you have them trying to leave the island, and the island being infiltrated, and Whitmore trying to kill everyone, and then Ben doing his thing and whatnot. It's like less character driven, but more like, okay, here's the characters we've created and the arcs that we've given them. A lot of them, their arcs really ended after season 3, like Charlie, which they end up killing him. Sawyer, I feel like his arc kind of ended. Even Jack and Kate, I feel like their arcs kind of ended, but they kept going with them. I just felt like they dragged it on in season 5, and I'm curious. Everyone hates season 6. I'm looking forward to watching it again more critically. But anyways, that's probably enough of a rabbit trail. I don't even remember how we got there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't know why I brought up Lost. just talk about TV shows. I'm glad they ended Lost. J.J. Abrams, I used to love him. I don't like him a lot anymore. There's a reason why he has not done a movie since Rise of Skywalker. I don't think he knows how to. He doesn't know how to wrap things up and put a nice bow on it and just leave it. There's a lot of things in Lost that are just left unexplained that are kind of frustrating. And then I think the season 6 was rushed. Anyways.
Yeah, for sure.
I know Lindelof also has had a lot of influence, and he did a lot of the directing or a lot of the writing and producing. But anyways, that's probably enough. You have anything else to say about what's going on in Hollywood?
No.
Cool.
I don't think I've got anything.
Cool.
I
think that's probably it.
Yeah.
Pirates of Caribbean 6.
Yeah, I don't
not think. Super hopeful about it, but maybe we'll exceed our expectations. Would you like to close this out?
Yeah. Oh, you want me? Oh, sorry.
I don't know. Yeah, go ahead.
I thought you said something else. Okay. Yeah, well, thank you guys so much for listening. Mm-hmm. We appreciate your support, and we will continue to find things going on and in the film industry and expose the bad stuff that's out there, and help you guys keep a clear view of what you're of what you're looking at, what you're consuming.
Yep.
And to know
like this where is kind the of bad stuff is. This is kind of like business decision on the air, but I think we should try and we want to talk about what's going on in independent films. Like, did you go see that French film that you mentioned a few weeks back?
It wasn't in my theater anymore.
Okay, too bad. Yeah. So anyways, like, we want to talk about any films. The Oscars are coming up, and Godzilla Minus One is rumored or expected to win some Oscars. So I could care less about the Oscars, but when independent films and good movies come up, like, yeah, I want to see them be put in the limelight. Also, like, I think one thing would be nice is like, hey, let's talk about like projects that we're working on, you're working on. I've not been able to write for a while, because I enjoy writing, and that's a passion of mine. I just haven't had time. I'm hoping to start getting back into it, making a habit of it. But yeah, like, I don't know.
For sure.
We don't do this week, but maybe next week, like, what scripts are you working on?
The same thing.
Stuff. Yeah. Like, I think that's helpful for Chronicles. Like, not only are we exposing what's garbage in Hollywood, showing the good in independent films and some of the good in Hollywood when it comes up, but also like, hey, like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we working on?
Yeah.
That'd be good.
For sure. Yeah, no, I can even give an update.
Go for it.
I just finished my first draft for my next movie.
Sweet.
It's
the Sasquatch one.
I don't know if I want to... Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you share what you want.
I don't know if I want to share the title, but working title right now, so...
Yeah.
It is going to be more of like a horror side and classical horror where it's the horror has a purpose, and yeah, so it's a little different from what I'm doing, and that's what I try to do with each of my movies, do something a little different. I of course have my own style, and people who watch my stuff can probably see my style, but
yeah,
I'm doing different genres and stuff, so another genre for me to work through, and yeah, I finished my first draft and gonna work through that and eventually work on getting some funding.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excited to read that script.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Have you seen or heard anything about Imaginary?
I was going to talk about that in the next
it's a new horror movie.
I guess I was going to talk about I don't know where we're still trying to figure this whole thing out. I would love to talk about that actually, because I'm planning on going to see Imaginary probably within the next week, and I wanted to do a review on it.
You want to? Yeah, absolutely. Do a review.
That's probably what I was going to do. I was going to mention it.
Yeah,
but I'll mention it here for you guys. But if you want to hear more about it, you have to go to Patreon. There's a new horror movie by Blumhouse. Blumhouse has been releasing and producing some of the best horror movies, modern day horror movies. If you like horror. If you wanted to learn more about horror, go join us at Patreon, because I like to talk about it, especially the ways that we can redeem the horror genre and talk about it and understand it from a biblical worldview. Because guess what? There's horror in the Bible. There is. And there's a good way to tell horror stories that are actually inspiring and do a good job at exposing the deeds of wickedness and evil in a way that inspires us towards goodness and truth. Mm-hmm. So if you want to learn more about that, join us on Patreon, support us.
Yeah.
I'm planning on seeing a new horror movie that recently came out, in theaters, and I will give my review of it over on Patreon.
Yep. All right. Well, that wraps up our episode here. Yes. So we appreciate your support. I know I think I started our our outro already, didn't I?
Yeah, I think so. That's all right.
Blanking, but yeah.
That's what you get from us.
But yeah, thank you guys so much. And
yes.
Thank you for support and tune in every week on Wednesdays, and we'll have your weekly episodes ready for you.
Right.
So thank you, and goodbye.
Goodbye. See ya.